The spirit of Eidul Adha. The spirit of Eidul Adha. Male sacrifices are appreciated in the court of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in his mubarak hadith that whoever likes this, that Allah azza wa jal be pleased with him when he appears in the court of Allah azza wa jal, he should recite salat upon me abundantly. So let us recite together, sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us discuss the true spirit of Eidul Adha as it should be for us the believers and for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to take this inspiration, to draw inspiration from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar, their sacrifices, their steadfastness on Islam, their patience over calamities, and so on. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has persevered through all the hardships, through calamities, but his steadfastness, Allahu Akbar, he never deterred from his mission of spreading the true tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. When the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah, they were ready and they were showering upon him every kind of luxury and all the wealth that he would ever want. But he said, Allahu Akbar, that even if you put sun in my right hand and moon in my left hand, I would still not deter from spreading the mission of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he sacrificed everything in the path of Allah azza wa jal, even his own son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam in the path of Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his sacrifice, and this is the lesson for us to learn for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what are these qurbanis that we are offering? And he said to his Sahaba that it is the sunnah and the method and the way of your father, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what hardships he never went through in his life. When he reached Taif to propagate the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he confronted the people of Taif, Allahu Akbar, they stoned him, but still he had patience and he persevered. He never cursed them, and he was hopeful that inshallah one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided them and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the result of having patience and perseverance and to be steadfast on the deen of Allah azza wa jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us inshallah start with this munajat, beautiful munajat, written and composed by none other than إمام الكلام كلام الإمام سيدي أعلى حضرة رضي الله تعالى عنه
ربنا يا ربنا 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 یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو، یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو، جب پڑے مشکل شے مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو۔ ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا، یا الہی بھول جاؤں نزع کی تکلیف کو، یا الہی بھول جاؤں نزع کی تکلیف کو، یا الہی بھول جاؤں نزع کی تکلیف کو، شادی دیدار حسن مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو۔ ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا، یا الہی گور تیرا کی جبائے سخت رات، یا الہی گور تیرا کی جبائے سخت رات، یا الہی گور تیرا کی جبائے سخت رات، ان کے پیارے منہ کی صبح جا فضا کا ساتھ ہو۔ ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا، یا الہی جب زبانِ باہر آئے پیاس سے، یا الہی جب زبانِ باہر آئے پیاس سے، یا الہی جب زبانِ باہر آئے پیاس سے، صاحبِ کوثر شہِ جود و عطا کا ساتھ ہو، صاحبِ کوثر شہِ جود و عطا کا ساتھ ہو۔ ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا، یا الہی نامِ اعمال جب کھلنے لگے، یا الہی نامِ اعمال جب کھلنے لگے، یا الہی نامِ اعمال جب کھلنے لگے، عیب پوش خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو، عیب پوش خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو۔ ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا، یا الہی جو دعائیں نیک ہم تجھ سے کریں، یا الہی جو دعائیں نیک ہم تجھ سے کرے، یا الہی جو دعائیں نیک ہم تجھ سے کرے، قدسیوں کے لب پہ آمیرا بنا کا ساتھ ہو، قدسیوں کے لب سے آمیرا بنا کا ساتھ ہو۔ ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا، یا الہی جب رضا خوابِ گرا سے سر اٹھائے، یا الہی جب رضا خوابِ گرا سے سر اٹھائے، دولت بیدار عشق مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو، دولت بیدار عشق مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو۔ ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا،
آمین بجاہ النبی الامین، صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلى آله وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَسَلَّمْ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, as Alhamdulillah, we were just mentioning that the sacrifices of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the sacrifices of the other Anbiya of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Alayhim Salatu Wasalam, Allahu Akbar, there is a lesson for us to learn and there is inspiration for us to draw from their lives, as Sayyidina Ibrahim Alayhi Salam and Sayyidina Ismail Alayhi Salam, Allahu Akbar. They set the yardstick of sacrifice, Allahu Akbar, for the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to follow their example and to follow into their footsteps, inshallah. The blessed month of Dhul-Hijjah al-Haram is showering its blessings and goodness and spiritual enlightenment. In this blessed month, the beloved Prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, with his dear son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, has set a unique example of patience, contentment and gratitude for us. On the 8th night of Dhul-Hijjah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam dreamt in his dream that someone said, indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered you to sacrifice your son. On the 9th night of Dhul-Hijjah, he alayhi salam had the same dream. After that, he alayhi salam had the same dream once again on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, Allahu Akbar. He alayhi salam made a firm intention of sacrificing his son in the path of Allah, Allahu Akbar. Acting upon this command of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam took his beloved son with him, who was only 7 years old at the time, or according to some other narrations, 13 years old, or a little older than that. Thereafter, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam made him lie on his front with his forehead placed towards the ground, sharpened his knife and looked away and drew his knife around his neck, but the knife did not cut, meaning his throat was not slit. At that very moment, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam received a divine revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, we called him, O Ibrahim, you have indeed made the dream come true, Allahu Akbar. And this is how we reward the righteous ones. Indeed, this was a clear test, and we rescued him in exchange of a great sacrifice as a ransom. And Allahu Akbar, what a great sacrifice this was. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, on the command of his Lord, on the command of his beloved Creator, he was ready to sacrifice his own son, Allahu Akbar. His deep love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so intense, Allahu Akbar, that when Allah Azza wa Jal had bestowed upon him the title Khalilullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared him as his friend Khalilullah. The angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they wanted to test Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's love for his Creator, Allahu Akbar. And once, as the angels knew that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had a herd of goats and he had slaves, he had so much of assets that he owned, that he possessed, they wondered and they were surprised at the fact that how can he hold so much of wealth and still be qualified as a friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, it is said that he had possessed a herd of 5,000 goats, Allahu Akbar. This is how much his assets were. And then other than that, he had his slaves, etc. Now, one day when he was taking his herd of goats in a valley, a man who was disguised, because it was an angel in the guise of a man, and he came to Ibrahim alayhi salam and he was reciting this beautiful tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam heard this glorious glorification and the tasbih of his creator, Allahu Akbar, he was overjoyed. And when the angel stopped the recitation of this tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he requested him, please recite once again the glorification, the glory of my creator, and I will give you half of my assets. Allahu Akbar. Then the angel recited the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had given him half of his assets. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, his yearning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grew more as he heard the glory of his creator, Allahu Akbar. And then he requested the angel, please recite one more time and take away the remainder half of all my wealth, Allahu Akbar. And the angel recited the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. And then that angel revealed to him that it was merely a test, that they wanted to test him. How can he be the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then they said, Allahu Akbar, how beautiful it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you his Khalil, Allahu Akbar. And they were satisfied with his title being the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they bore testimony and they witnessed how truly in love he was with his creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his unwavering love for Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tudu sadaqah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the true love for our creator, that we as his ummah may sacrifice anything in the path of Allah azza wa jal for the sake of the love of Allah azza wa jal and for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. As it is the saying that whoever becomes Allah's, Allah becomes his. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful saying. And then, dear viewers, this parable of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam sacrificing his own son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, it proves the great patience and contentment shown by Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, his son, who was only a teenager. Allahu Akbar, the teenagers of our time, they don't give a second chance, they don't even listen to you. And here Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, in his teenage, and he was obedient to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to his own father Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he never questioned his decision of sacrificing him in the path of Allah azza wa jal. He was ever ready, Allahu Akbar. It also demonstrates the submission and obedience of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam on the other hand to Allah azza wa jal. Now, nobody is allowed to sacrifice really his own son or his own children or anyone else's child or any other human being just on the basis of a dream or a voice from the unseen. If anyone did so, he would become a great sinner, deserving the torment of hell. As for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that was different. Being prepared to sacrifice his own son on the basis of a dream, this is the truth, because he is a prophet. He is not an ordinary human. He is a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the dream of a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal alayhi salam is based on divine revelation. It's just not an ordinary dream that you and I see. Allahu Akbar. This dream of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was based upon the divine revelation, a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a test for him. Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam then brought a ram from paradise, which was sacrificed by Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam by the command of Allah azza wa jal in place of his beloved son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. And it was then accepted in the court of Allah azza wa jal. And now the qurbani that we offer, as the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam asked, Ya Rasulullah, what are these qurbanis? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that it is the way of your father Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar, how beautiful it is that the blessed name of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, dear viewers, his name Ibrahim, this word comes from a Suryani language. It means Abun Rahimun, meaning a merciful father. Allahu Akbar. because his mercy as a father and a fatherly figure was very famous, not only in Islam but in all the divinely revealed religions. He was respected as a father to many anbiya of Allah Azza wa Jal alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was born in Ahwaz. Then his father took him to Babel, the state of Namrud, and Allah Azza wa Jal blessed Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam with his with the title of his Khalil, meaning Khalilullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam wisdom and great judgment, and made him observe everything that exists in the earth and the heavens. There are great virtues that have been mentioned with regards to the Mubarak personality of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And let us listen to some of them, inshallah, that after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is the greatest prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Such a great status he has been granted, that after the master of all the prophets, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam comes the second in greatness. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is the father of all the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. And every divinely revealed religion has declared it obligatory to follow and obey him. The followers of every religion, they honor him. And the sacrifice, Qurbani, is performed in honor of the grand sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Hajj rites are performed in his remembrance. And he alayhi salam is the first to have built the Holy Kaaba, making it a house. Allahu Akbar. People began to stand in worship and perform prostration near the stone he alayhi salam stood upon while building the Holy Kaaba. This stone is referred to, as you and I know, as Maqam-e Ibrahim. Allahu Akbar. This is the grand privilege that has been bestowed upon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to learn more and more about the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As in the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned that the remembrance of the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal alayhimu salam is a form of worship, is a ibadah. And it is also mentioned about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that on the day of judgment, he alayhi salam will be the first to be bestowed with a heavenly garment. Immediately after him, our beloved and blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be blessed with this favor from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And dear viewers, he alayhi salam and his respected wife Sayyidatuna Sara radiallahu anha, they will bring up the deceased Muslim children in barzakh. Meaning, what is barzakh? It is the period from death to the time of resurrection, al-ba'th ba'd al-maut. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the sacrifices of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allahu Akbar, they are so great, and the sacrifices that were offered by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahu Akbar. When we think about them, the sacrifices that were offered by the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the Awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahu Akbar. It is unparalleled, Allahu Akbar. This is a lesson for us, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to learn from their lives and to draw inspiration from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the seerahs of the Anbiya of Allah Azza wa Jal alayhimu salam. That Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he propagated the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, when his nation used to worship idols, Allahu Akbar, he was rejected and he was made fun of. And people of the time, they became his greatest enemies. And they wanted to burn and kill him, assassinate him, Allahu Akbar. But he still persevered, even though the entire population and the entire city turned against him. But he never turned against Allah Azza wa Jal. And all he strived for was the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. He didn't care if it upsetted people, but he remained firm and steadfast on the deen of Allah. Allahu Akbar. This is the true beauty of our deen, that we may be steadfast on our deen and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He keeps us steadfast on the true spirit of sacrifice that was shown and that was taught and inculcated by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an inspiration for his ummah. Dear brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah with the highest rank and highest status among all the blessed prophets after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal tests his beloved and dearest bondsmen through trials and tribulations, along with granting them comfort and relief. And these blessed spiritual figures never complained. Instead, they obediently exercised great patience and resilience in the face of difficulties and tribulations. Allah Azza wa Jal has also tested Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam through many trials. Allahu Akbar. When Namrud, he turned against him and the entire population turned against him, Allahu Akbar, he still remained firm on the deen of Allah for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. That his own father, that is referred to in the Quran, in fact it was his uncle, Azar. The Quran says that, it is the translation from Kanzul Iman, when he said to his father, "O my father, why do you worship one which neither hears nor sees and cannot benefit you in any way? O my father, indeed a knowledge has come to me which did not come to you. Therefore, follow me. I will show you the straight path." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, in this a verse of the Holy Quran, the uncle of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam has been interpreted as his father, commenting on this. Sadrul Afadil Allama Maulana Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that the dictionary Qamus mentions the name of Azar as the uncle of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Ash-Shafi rahimahullahu ta'ala has also mentioned this in Masalikul Hunafa. In all countries, especially in Arabia, the uncle represents the father. It is stated in the Holy Quran, "Na'budu ilahaka wa ilaha abaika Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq ilahan wahida." In this blessed ayah, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam has been mentioned as the father of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, whereas he is his uncle in reality. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam did his best to make his uncle understand, but he was not ready to abandon the religion of his forefathers and responded in a very harsh manner, which the glorious Quran describes in these words. The translation again from Kanzul Iman Sharif. He said, "What? You turn away from my gods? O Ibrahim, if you do not desist, I will certainly stone you and keep no relation with me for a long while." Allahu Akbar. Upon seeing the blunt refusal and the hatred of his uncle, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam began preaching to his nation. They also refused to accept him and his truthful word, but he alayhi salam, he still persevered and persisted and continued calling them towards righteousness in order to steer them away from the dark valleys of polytheism and disbelief. But they did not stop. Therefore, they turned against him and they also became his enemies. And they started to say, "Qalu qutuluhu aw harriquhu." translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif, they said, kill him or burn him. Commenting on the above mentioned blessed verse, Sadrul Afadil Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullahu ta'ala has stated that Namrud and his nation agreed to burn Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. They imprisoned him in a house, built a building in Qariya Qawsa, and gathered various kind of firewoods for an entire month, and a huge and terrible fire was lit, and it was generated so much of heat that it would burn birds flying nearby. Allahu Akbar. This is how huge this fire was. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's hands were tied, and using a catapult, they threw Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was reciting Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil Allahu. This was his reliance and his tawakkul and his trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. The esteemed angel Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam descended to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and humbly asked him if he needed his help. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, subhanallah, he replied, I am not in need of you, ya Jibril. Then Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam humbly said, then request your Rabb Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam answered, his knowledge about me suffices me than seeking his help. Allahu Akbar. This was his unwavering trust and reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal. Thereupon Allah Azza wa Jal ordered the fire. Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif. We said, O fire, become cool and peaceful upon Ibrahim. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. This is how Allah Azza wa Jal repays someone when we place our complete trust and reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the unwavering determination and remarkable courage and great patience and fortitude demonstrated by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in response to calling his nation towards the true religion of Allah. Firstly, his family turned against him. Then the whole entire nation became his enemy. But he alayhi salam did not abandon inviting people towards righteousness in the face of bitter opposition. Even after they decided to throw him into the fierce fire, but he alayhi salam did not wish to surrender to them. Rather, he set a supreme example of patience and fortitude when Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam came and asked if he needed any help. But look at his patience and steadfastness, that he became a paradigm of patience and contentment even at that most crucial time, at that most critical time in his life. This parable is also a lesson for those of us, the Islamic brothers, who keep complaining and express resentment while calling people towards righteousness. If it doesn't turn fruitful, they start to lose hope. Remember, preaching of the deen is a sunnah of the blessed prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, and exercising patience in this way is the method of these blessed and prominent personalities in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal tests his beloved prophets alayhim salam and his blessed saints radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, and Allah Azza wa Jal blesses them with an abundance of rewards and elevates their status and ranks over showing patience in tribulations. Allahu Akbar. Let us inshallah inculcate this practice that we may always be steadfast on the deen, inshallah, come what may, inshallah. And we sacrifice everything for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us keep this spirit going and inshallah build our lives on this foundation of contentment and complete reliance and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal and following in the sunnah of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us inshallah conclude with this beautiful mission of the fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, Dawat-e-Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
The spirit of Eid al-Adha, the spirit of Eid al-Adha, the mere sacrifices are appreciated.